Google acquires the moon and Mars. 20th of December 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Google Fortress Tranquility Base. Search giant Google has announced a Space Act agreement with NASA Ames Research Center, which grants Google the rights to real-time images and other data on the Moon and Mars. Google's lawyers have carefully interpreted that to include the sight of these celestial bodies in the night sky. Google insists that the Moon and Mars will remain free to look at, but they will now be subsidized with unobtrusive and relevant ads projected by a giant laser from the International Space Station. Google is quick to point out that it has no plans to sell or exploit personal information gathered by its omnipresent geostationary eyeball tracking stealth micro-drone surveillance satellites, but will instead use the information to tailor the ads according to who is currently looking skyward. Currently, Google Moon is in its beta stage. The personalized adverts are only available in a handful of countries, and prices for the ad space are quite literally astronomical. Google Mars is still stuck in pre-alpha due to the impossibility of seeing ads across the interplanetary distances involved, but Google's R&D department is on the case, and blueprints are already being drawn up to build a giant machine to move Mars closer to us. Google has not commented on the inevitable widespread earthquakes, hurricanes, and other natural disasters such an orbital shift would cause on both Mars and here on Earth. Google watchers say that Google's next acquisition should be Jupiter, as the largest planet in the solar system has the largest surface area available for advertising space. But a hardcore minority insists the only way for Google to truly commercialize the solar system would be to own the sun. Critics claim this is merely another phase of Google's plan to buy absolutely everything, then make money from it. Google's reply to this was simple. Yes, yes it is, they said. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.